This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Living Theatre was the oldest-running experimental theatre company in the United States. Founded in 1947, it gained fame for breaking down the fourth wall between actors and the audience, but the ensemble has been forced to shutter its Manhattan performance space. Its director has moved into an assisted living residence. Still, she vows that the show will go on. John Kalish reports from New York.
It's a step in the right direction.
Audience members sit on wooden platforms set between concrete walls and pillars as the troupe's last play, Here We Are, unfolds. It's a sort of history lesson on the anarchist movement. One song lays out the function of an anarchist collective.
We will make all the things that we need and we use. Food, clothing, and housing, and sandals and shoes. And sandals and shoes.
I am making sandals!
And the audience did, too. Really, they made sandals. The play was written and directed by 86-year-old Judith Molina, who co-founded the Living Theater with her husband, the painter and poet Julian Beck.
I'm in the theater because I'm a revolutionary, and I want to make a revolution. I want to make the beautiful, nonviolent, anarchist revolution, and I think this is where, if anywhere, it's going to happen.
The Living Theatre helped establish Off-Broadway during the late 1950s and early 60s. Critics hailed two of its early plays, The Brig, about the military justice system, and The Connection, about junkies waiting for a fix.
What do you want to hear? That we're a petty, miserable, self-annihilating microcosm?
Its cast carried the play onto the screen in Shirley Clarke's acclaimed film.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! The circus is here! Suicide is not uncommon among us. The overdose of heroin is where that frail line of life and death swings in a silent breeze of ecstatic summer.
I was there. I used to clean toilets there with Marty Sheen, and we both were backstage, put the sets on for The Connection and all this great theater.
In a 2005 documentary, Al Pacino describes seeing the company perform Paradise Now, an infamous production that often resulted in both the audience and the actors shedding their clothes and getting arrested for indecent exposure.
The audience became the theater. They were the event. They were the play. And then one side of the theater was Judith Molina, and on the other side was Julian Beck. They were controlling it on either side. They were orchestrating it. And it was literally the most exciting, vibrant, alive thing that I can only describe it as changing my life.
The Living Theater was active in the civil rights and anti-war movements of the 1960s and toured for years in Europe and South America. The company's insistence on mixing politics with theater has always made it a struggle to find funding. On the night it closed its Manhattan headquarters, veteran performance artist Penny Arcade staged a benefit. She says the arts establishment has largely ignored Judith Molina.
If this was Japan, if it was France, if it was Canada, Judith would be a national treasure. She would be recognized for her contributions, not only to theater, but to the culture. I mean, we're talking about one of the architects of the counterculture.
Living Theater co-founder Judith Molina spent her own money like an anarchist. She reportedly invested $800,000 in the recently shuttered Manhattan performance space. The money came from the sale of her late husband's paintings and the Living Theater's archive, which was acquired by Yale University's Beinecke Library.
Keeping the company together has been, you know, a very big struggle of 65 years now. There's no other company that's managed that.
But the Living Theater doesn't have the pull it once had on the culture. Fortunately, Molina developed her own successful acting career, appearing in The Addams Family and other movies. In Enemies, a Love Story, she played a Holocaust survivor.
They're looking for you in the newspaper. Nowadays, when someone is looked for in the newspaper, no small
man. Molina funneled the money she made on the big screen into the Living Theater. Al Pacino and Martin Sheen provided support, but in the end, it wasn't enough. Thanks to Molina's Hollywood gigs, she has a pension from Actors Equity. She moved into an assisted living residence the union operates in New Jersey. Molina says she's been toying with the idea of doing a play with the residents there.
It's a nice place. It's beautiful. But I don't want a nice place that's beautiful. I want to work in New York City. I want to work on the Lower East Side. That's the most important thing.
Melina hopes to come into Manhattan a few times a week and continue working with the company she helped found more than a half century ago. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.